Good evening. Each verse that was read dealt with the thought of ashamed. Richard read Romans 1:16. Paul speaks out to the church at Rome. He makes a bold statement that he's not ashamed of the gospel. I remember right, Hubert read Psalms 119, verse 46, where the psalmist says that he would not be ashamed of the word of God that he spoke before kings. And then Brother Steve read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 through 8, the apostle Paul encourages Timothy not to be ashamed of the testimonies of Christ. And the last verse that Brian read, before verse 38, 36, and 37, Jesus discusses the importance of a soul. He says, what shall a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? And then he goes on down to verse number 38, and Jesus says about three very important things about being ashamed. First of all, he says, don't be ashamed of me. Don't be ashamed of me. We're, as Christians, not to be ashamed of Jesus. I know and you know it's easy to come here and to worship and to talk about spiritual things and to talk about Jesus and to be uplifted and to carry our Bibles. But when we leave here, going into the world, the real challenge comes, are we ashamed of Jesus? Are we ashamed to speak about him? Are we ashamed to talk about him? Are we ashamed to even pass our tract to someone? Are we ashamed to let people know that we believe in Jesus? That we believe that Jesus lived here. Jesus came from heaven, that Jesus died on the cross, they ascended back to heaven, that he's going to come back to receive the faithful. Then Jesus goes on, he says, not only should you not be ashamed of me, says in verse number 38, don't be ashamed of my words. Don't be ashamed of his words. The world says a lot of things different from what the Bible says. The world teaches a lot of things contrary to the word of God. But see, Jesus says that, well, not to be ashamed of his word. Well, stand up for it. Let the world know what we believe in. You know, you see the conversations going on about adultery, about abortion, about even about these alternate lifestyles, one would say, is nothing but sodomy. And someone asks you, well, what do you think? Don't be afraid to let them know what the Bible teaches. Don't be ashamed of the word of God. And then Jesus goes on, last of all, he says, now, if you're ashamed of me, you're ashamed of my words, here's the final results of what's going to happen. I will be ashamed of you. On that glorious day, I don't know whether you noticed it, we sung a lot of songs this evening that dealt with that glorious day. A day of joy. A day of rejoicing. A bright day. A day when we leave all our troubles behind. That day, the day when Jesus returned. But see, if you are ashamed of his word, if you're ashamed of Jesus, well, that day is going to be a sad day because he shall be ashamed of you. So the point of the lesson this evening is, let us not be ashamed. Jesus, his word, Christianity, the church, and all that Jesus stands for. As we close, in John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus would make a statement that would kind of sum up the Christian life. He says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Real simple verse, not that many words, but such a challenging verse. If you love me, you would keep my commandments. This evening, when we stop and we think about our life, do you really love Jesus? If there's sin in your life, and you're holding on to it, let it go. Repent of it so you can really express your love towards Jesus and everything that he taught and stood for. Real challenge. If you love me, you keep my commandments. This evening, as a Christian, there may be sin in your life. There's only one way you can deal with it. Can't keep hiding. Can't keep pushing under the rug. Only one way to deal with sin that may be in your life is simply repent of it. Change. Turn away from it. And do what's right. You're here this afternoon and you just need to request a prayer of the church. Please make it known so that you can go on and fight this life and do things that are right and resist Satan and look forward to that glorious day when you stand before Jesus and he look at you and he'll know that you have not been ashamed of him, neither his word. You've done the things that are right and faithful. Let us sing.